This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
For the first time, we have a beautiful brother from America who has come to Nigeria. And he is originally from Sudan.
And today he's almost Nigerian.
No, today he is from Maiduguri. But he is originally from Sudan. And his name is Ammar Ashukri. So I want to him to say a few words, because like I said earlier, everyone has a unique style. Sometimes you listen to the style, it changed your life. Wallahi, we have all succeeded. So inshallah, I would just ask him to share any words he would want to share with you, and you will find a beautiful approach that is uniquely American Sudani. May Allah bless.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, this was my first trip to Nigeria. Some of you who have been at the One Ummah conference, you've heard that I've been fantasizing about coming to West Africa for a long time, alhamdulillah. And I had high expectations and it exceeded my expectations, alhamdulillah. What I'll do, as far as uniqueness, Sheikh Mufti Mink, I'll tell you, I have a secret project that I've been working on. And it is poetic tafsir of the Quran. And so if I could have a reciter to recite Surah Al-Ikhlas, we'll do a poetic tafsir of Surah Al-Ikhlas, inshallah ta'ala.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد.
Now there are five chapters of the Quran that with the word say begin. Al-Falaq, Ikhlas, Nas, Al-Kafirun, and Al-Jinn. Now the word say decrees the Prophet upon who be peace did it alter the revelation received not in the least, and Al-Ahad in description exceeds, but to be brief, the one and only with uniqueness indeed that doesn't cease.
Allahu Samad.
As-Samad is the master who none can speak after, and the one you ask for in need and disaster. But he needs no one, no partners, and no son, no internal organs, no nutrition is needed. It's not a notion.
Lam yalid wa lam yulad.
Now I have a question for you. Were you born first or did you have children first? Which one? You were born first, right?
Yes.
So why does Allah say lam yalid wa lam yulad? He did not have children and he was not born from anyone. He begets not, nor was he begotten. And the meaning of begotten has long been forgotten. It means he has no children and no one has ever had him. And he negates children first before parents, even though the circle of life is obviously oppositely apparent, because most tracks to shirk that shaitan brings is by associating to Allah, not parents, but offspring.
وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ.
And there is none like him. He has no partners, no equals, no updates, no sequels, no angels, no people. To think so is lethal to all those who are seeking God. He alone is the one to be feared and awed. He alone is the one to be revered and sought. He alone is the one, and he loves the odd. Allah, Allah. Jazakallah khair. Jazakallah khair. Thank you very much. Allah barik fikum.